Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the MedBullets Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of HIV and AIDS found under the immunology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 24-year-old man presents to his primary care physician with fever, headache, sore throat, and myalgias. He reports his symptoms began a few days ago and believes it is from a cold. Social history is significant for having multiple male partners. He does not consistently use condoms. His last sexual encounter was 2 months ago. Physical exam is significant for cervical lymphadenopathy. An HIV 1-2 antigen antibody combination immunoassay is positive for P24 antigen and an elevated HIV viral load. HIV 1-2 antibody differentiation immunoassay shows that he is solely HIV 1 reactive. Human immunodeficiency virus, also known as HIV, is an RNA retrovirus. It can result in acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, also known as AIDS, via gradually losing competence of the host's immune system, which results in opportunistic infections such as pneumocystis jirovecii, Toxoplasma gondii, Mycobacterium avium intracellular, and HHV-8. HIV infects CD4 cells via binding to the CD4 receptor and co-receptors such as CCR5 on macrophages, which occurs in early infection, and CXCR4 on T cells, which occurs in late infection. One clinical correlate is homozygous CCR5 mutations that lead to immunity against HIV infection. Another clinical correlate is heterozygous CCR5 mutations that lead to a slower infectious course. The infected cells eventually serve as a reservoir for the virus, which delivers the virus throughout the body. The viral particle contains two copies of an RNA genome, as well as GP120 and GP41. This results from the cleavage of GP160. They arise from the ENV gene. GP120 allows for the attachment to the host CD4 cells, and it allows for antigenic drift, leading to evasion of antibody-mediated destruction. GP41 allows for viral fusion and entry into the host cell. P24 and P17 arise from the GAG gene and serve as the viral capsid and viral matrix protein. The POL gene leads to the synthesis of reverse transcriptase, which synthesizes double-stranded DNA from RNA in order to integrate the reverse transcribed viral DNA into the host DNA. The POL gene also leads to the synthesis of aspartate protease and integrase, which integrates the reverse transcribed DNA into the host genome. The diagnosis is made with the HIV 1-2 antigen antibody combination immunoassay. If positive for HIV 1-2 antibodies or HIV P24 antigen, then perform an HIV 1-2 antibody differentiation immunoassay. The viral load determines the HIV RNA amount in the patient's plasma. Next, we will discuss opportunistic infections based on CD4 cell count. If the patient has a cell count of less than 500, then they are at risk for Candida albicans, which can cause oral thrush, Bartonella henselae, which causes bacillary angiomatosis, Epstein-Barr virus, which causes oral hairy leukoplakia, HHV-8, which causes Kaposi sarcoma, and HPV, which causes squamous cell carcinoma of the anus and cervix. With cell counts less than 200, patients are at risk of pneumocystis jirovecii, which causes pneumonia, reactivation of the JC virus, which causes progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy, and Histoplasma capsulatum, which cause nonspecific symptoms such as fever, weight loss, and cough, along with oval yeast cells within macrophages. At cell counts less than 100, patients are at risk of Candida albicans, which causes esophagitis, Aspergillus fumigatus, which causes hemoptysis and pleurisy, Mycobacterium avium intracellular, and Mycobacterium avium complex, which cause nonspecific findings such as fever, weight loss, and night sweats, Toxoplasma gondii, which causes brain abscesses that appear as re-enhancing lesions on MRI, Cryptococcus neoformans, which causes meningitis, Cryptosporidium species, which causes watery diarrhea, Epstein-Barr virus, which causes B-cell lymphoma, and cytomegalovirus, which causes retinitis, esophagitis, colitis, encephalitis, and pneumonitis. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to HIV and AIDS, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A physician scientist is looking for a more efficient way to treat HIV. Patients infected with HIV mount a humoral immune response by producing antibodies against the HIV envelope proteins. These antibodies are the same antibodies detected by the ELISA and Western blot assays used to diagnose the disease. The physician scientist is trying to generate a new, more potent antibody against the same HIV envelope proteins targeted by the natural humoral immune response. Of the following proteins, which is the most likely target of the antibody he is designing. Choice 1, GP120. Choice 2, CXCR4. Choice 3, P24. Choice 4, P17. Choice 5, CCR5. The correct answer is choice 1, GP120. Of the answer choices listed, only GP120 is a protein that resides on the virus envelope. Patients with HIV produce antibodies against GP120, and the presence of these antibodies via Western blot confirms the diagnosis. This question requires familiarity with the main HIV proteins, which are encoded by three structural genes. The ENV gene codes for GP160, which is cleaved within the host CD4 T cell to form two envelope glycoproteins, GP120 and GP41. These glycoproteins are acquired by newly formed HIV viruses as they bud off the host cell plasma membrane. GP120 resides on the surface of the envelope and allows the virus to attach to the new host CD4 T cells. GP41 is a transmembrane protein that facilitates fusion and entry of the virus. The GAG gene codes for P24, a capsid protein, and P17, a matrix protein. The POL gene codes for reverse transcriptase, which converts the virus's genomic RNA into double-stranded DNA. It also codes for integrase, which incorporates the viral dsDNA into the host cell's genome. Of the proteins described, only GP120 is an envelope protein. GP120 and GP41 are targets of the humoral immune response, and antibodies against these envelope proteins are detected via the ELISA and Western blot tests used to diagnose the disease. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 2. When contacting a host cell, the HIV virus binds to CD4 as well as a co-receptor on the host cell membrane. CXCR4 is the co-receptor present on CD4 T cells. It is not a virus envelope protein. Choice 3. P24 is a protein encoded by the GAG gene. It resides in the capsid of the HIV virus rather than the envelope. Choice 4. The P17 protein is also encoded by the GAG gene and resides in the matrix of the virus below the envelope. Choice 5. CCR5 is a co-receptor for the HIV virus that is found on the cell membrane of macrophages. It is not a virus envelope protein. Finally, a bullet summary. The envelope proteins GP120 and GP41 are encoded by the ENV gene and are found on the cell membrane of the HIV virus. They mediate attachment and fusion respectively. Interactions between the virus and the host cell also requires co-receptors such as CCR5 and CXCR4. That's all for this review about HIV and AIDS. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we would be thrilled if you would consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.